Christmas.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. It's Monday, beginning of the week, 17th of November, 2014. Welcome. I trust you all had a good weekend, great weekend, wonderful weekend, whatever weekend you had. I'm back. And here we go, starting another week. Family, it's should be interesting to see what happens this week. The G20 met last week, I believe, something like that, in Australia, Brisbane. And I got a little something to say about that here a little later. All through the internet and the talk shows and all this and all that going on, you know, the bank has backstabbed America now and they've taken away your money and all this stuff that they're talking about. Family, all they're doing as a result of this meeting in Brisbane is they just decided to tell you what they've been doing since 1913, okay? So now they're letting it out of the bag. So they're using controlled opposition in the airwaves and radio and all that to say, oh, they've taken away the money and they've done this and done that and they've changed the policies. They ain't changed nothing. It's always been this way. They're just now telling you what they've been doing all along. That's what they're doing. Now they're letting you know. So that in itself is significant, though. That means we're getting closer to the New World Order and the One World Currency. Because now they've told you the fraud, and say frog, although it matches, that they've been conducting all along. But only as a result of the G20, the lie, if they change the policies and now their banks are taking control. No, they already have. All that's happened is now they're making it public. of the scam that the Illuminati, the Jesuits, Freemasons, Knights Templar, Knights of Malta have conducted since 1913. Yeah. So don't be fooled. I got a lot to tell y'all today. And I should, because I have a broadcast, so it would be bad if I said, well, I'm here for 2 hours, let's hear each other breathe. Well, that wouldn't work too well. But I do have a lot to tell you. Get your notebooks out. And also going to talk this week about the fraud and prepare you all for the fraud, deception that's coming about the true name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The disclosure, the connection with Sanan Emmanuel, Maitreya, Yeshua, Yahweh, and all that sort of deception. How they're going to integrate the Roman Catholic Church with the New Age movement. I'll be explaining all that this week, too. I'll probably get into it today, more than likely. I won't get through it all today, but no need to. It's going to be what I'm going to expose all week long. And other issues about the same-sex marriage and all that sort of thing, to show you what really falls into place in their plans for the New World Order. Understand that this New World Order has always been here. And like the financial dealings, it's always been in control, but the general public, about 99%, don't know it. All they call it is corrupt governments. They've not been able to quantify it because they don't want it told till they're ready to come out public. That's why they've been murdering truthers like Larry McDonald and Aaron Russo, Congress Lady Nancy Schaefer, David Wilkerson, Bill Cooper, and many stars that have come out of the public, and JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy, and the names just go and go and go. They've snuffed them out, but for no reason, because there's nothing they can do to stop the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from coming back, the real one, that is. Not Yeshua, not Yahweh, none of that. Or they can't stop the tribulations that's going to come, even though they say they're going to, and there's no tribulations. That's going to be a lie, because it will be 7 years of tribulation. This division of that is debatable, has divided, but for most part, 7 years once it begins leads us to the return of Jesus at the Battle of Armageddon, the real Armageddon, not this fake nonsense they're coming up with today. Oh, I'm going to touch a lot of areas this week. Expel a lot of their myths at the highest level of the Vatican and the governments and so forth. It's just a bunch of nonsense. But they've got a lot of people fooled in the millions. Using their paid-off evangelists like Copeland and Osteen, Hagee, and all the rest of them. Absolutely no question about it. Mark Blitz and all the rest of them. Four Blood Moons, Harbinger, Shemitah, whatever. All that's a bunch of nonsense to keep people divided, misdirected, and misinformed. Did I miss anything? Oh, I like to start slow. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now, and then we're going to get started, and we'll lay it out for you. They can deny all they want. Use their credentials to establish their credibility, but they have no proof. Absolutely none. And they're guaranteeing that their word is correct based on their credentials and their support. And the big churches they have, which means absolutely nothing. Right up to the Vatican, which is one of the worst of them. See, a church is not the name of a religion or the name of a church or the name of a preacher, pope, pastor, rabbi, or bishop, or cardinal, or whatever. It doesn't make a lick of difference what they call themselves. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. It means nothing. What means are two or more gathered in the name of Jesus Christ. There's your real church. It doesn't have a name. Being a Christian is not about Christianity. It's impossible for being a Christian to be about Christianity. Because Christianity is so divided, it's like a salad bar. You see? And God is not the God of confusion. He doesn't request or ask. He has what's called commandments. Big difference there. Commandments aren't requests. He's told us how we should be. Man and Satan and the fallen angels have tried to muddy the water. Oh, they've done a good job, but for no reason, because they will fail. They have no choice, no chance in the bowels of hell to even begin to think that they're going to overcome this earth. It's impossible. The Creator is always, He's already done the steps, because He knows the end from the beginning. So it's not always one step ahead. He's already done, because He already knows the ending. And there is no ending, because it goes to eternity. He knows all of everything they're going to do before they even know what they're going to decide to do. And yet they still try. We're coming to a part in this world that the supernatural is going to start making itself known. We're very close to that point. You see the signs of the times, where the general public will start to feel the effects of the New World Order in their lives. Whereas right now, they're just walking around sleepy. But there's going to be an awakening coming where the New World Order say, we're here. And that's when lives will change. Y'all be ready. Because that's when the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be preached throughout the world. Because then people will be seeking or running. Right now, it's just practice. Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving. Lord, we thank You today, Father, for another week that we, Father, can be on the air and broadcast and, Father, come together in this network. Father, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Father, we thank You for the Holy Bible, the King James Bible that brings the Word of God to us. And, Lord, to give us that discernment and wisdom to divide the truth. Father, to give us that inside knowledge, the what the Scriptures mean, Father, and give us the words that we can preach to others. And, Father, the wisdom and discernment so that we know ourselves. We thank You, Father, for the protection You've given us. We thank You, Lord, for the miracles. And, Lord, we thank You for the trials and tribulations You put us through to make us stronger. And, Father, that when we call upon Your name, that You've pulled us out, or, Father, still training us. Lord, we do pray for the children, Father, that's being used for these Wiccan and satanic occult rituals. Father, we pray for them that You'll release, get them released, Lord, or protect them, or, Father, to give them comfort in the times of their troubles. And, Father, we pray for the return of Jesus Christ to this planet. Guide us this week, Lord, as we bring up the awareness level. Father, as we bring up the deception and dispel it, expose it for what it really is. And Father, we do pray the Holy Spirit will touch the hearts of these pastors and these preachers and these in the synagogues and these in the cathedrals, Lord, to come out of them. And the Father, to preach the truth, the gospel of Jesus. Father, only an awakening in the churches today is going to save them. But Lord, we call upon You to touch their hearts and give courage to the watchmen to come out. And Father, to come out to the different places where they are. And Lord, to stand up for truth. And all these things we pray in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, God created us in His image. Well, It also seems that mankind has returned the favor and created God in his image. It's called humanism. Humanism pervades and has controlled our schools since 1908, actually before then. The religion as well, the religious sector has been invaded and corrupted and infiltrated since 1887. The family has been ongoing, hidden in the shadows of churches, schools, and those who pretend to know Jesus will always use the words on the pulpit, but then they use different Bibles that are corrupted, of which can be proven. And only because that there's a, alliance or allegiance to an old Bible or the old church where your family went, do people stick around? Pay attention to the doctrine being taught. If the doctrine's not true, something's wrong. I find it very difficult to find a church that's preaching the true word of God of repentance. Instead, they got rock and roll music, big screens, and the presentations are given with the screens and the references coming from New King James Bible or NIV or the New American Standard Bible, and so few are coming with the King James versions and the versions from the scriptures. Sometimes it catch me off guard. I've put those mime memes up on your Facebook and what have you. And sometimes it get through me. I find out, oh, that's an NASB one. I got to get rid of it. Because it's corrupt. And it really changes the meaning of it. You don't update the Bible for today's words, what they mean. Because they change the words, but the Bible don't change. You don't bring the Bible, it's like recreating God as his word. So we take the meaning of the words today, which don't mean sometimes remotely what it meant back in the 1600s. There's no updating the Bible. Westcott and Hort, two Freemasons, in late 1800s to early 1900s, convinced the committee, revision committee, about updating the Bibles, that they have older versions that's more accurate, and that's where all the new versions of the 20th century came from. Corrupted form. Immediately. All of them. Every one of them except the King James. This is provable. Evidentiary. In court, if you had to. But because you can prove it, nobody wants to know it. Well, that don't change the truth. Just drop the seed and move on. You can't get all excited about it and all upset. And you got to listen to me and all that. Don't work that way. You drop the seed, let the Holy Spirit work, move on. It is frustrating, granted. But let the Holy Spirit do the work after you've dropped the seed. Well, let's get to it here. This weekend, the G20 met, and the drive that they're putting out is the money in your bank account was stolen this morning. There they go. This is past weekend, Saturday, G20. And the headline is not a mistake. They say that you can go to ATM and withdraw funds. You can take small amounts of cash out of your bank without IRS taking it, everything that you own. And because of new rules that went into effect this past weekend, the bank deposits, they tell you now, publicly, have no insurance, and it's a matter of time until they are stolen right under your nose. Well, doesn't that just drive you to want to get a mark of the beast, get a digital tattoo put on your skin so you don't have to worry about that?
Oh, yes, I can't wait.
Well, actually, who is that? Who said that? So actually, people are lining up supposedly for these chips. Big mistake. Those chips, family, those little microchips that John MacArthur, a so-called theologian, is promoting. Yeah, he sure is. I've played that tape before where he confirms that what he said, that it's okay to take the tattoo or the digital chip or the mark of the beast, that God will forgive you for that. He is out and out a liar, and I'd tell it to him face if I was sitting in the congregation. I'd be up, standing up with a megaphone made out of a piece of paper, and I'd yell at the top of my lungs, "You are a liar, straight from the pit of hell." And you don't think I would? People that know me, they know darn well I would. I don't think I'd be there very long, but that's what I would do. I hope I ever get the chance, because these people are evil. I don't give a hoot what they say. They claim to be theologians. They missed a slip in class, because they are lying. The mark of the beast is an unforgivable sin. When you get it, you're cooked. You're done. Because you've given allegiance to Satan. Your body is in tune with the technology that's going to infect your soul, literally. And that's an absolute provable fact. Why people allow this, I just don't know. I don't understand it. But I would not be past me to just get up in the middle of a lecture and just walk out. I owe them no respect whatsoever when they blaspheme the Word of God. I'm gone, and I'll make a public spectacle of it in a heartbeat. I have before, and I'll do it in the future. It's just abominable how they lead people like this to hell that really care, and the people like him and the rest of them that are sold their soul to the devil, National Council of Churches, Federal Council of Churches, World Council of Churches, the Vatican, to lead people down the wrong path. But then we are told about this as wolves in sheep's clothing, and you say, oh, that's right. So what this is another effort to have people to don't know to bring their money out of the bank. People will get their money out. And if there is a bank run on this, if the public, I don't know how they're going to do this. I can't tell you that. I don't know exactly how they're going to do this to cause a mass panic and then have people jerk the money out of the bank, and immediately the banks will fail. That will cause the dollar to crash. Then they'll have to come up with restructuring the financial funds worldwide, and the Iraqi dinar and all this sort of thing will just get all out of whack. It did in 1929. It was orchestrated that way. We've had so many depressions, and all depressions, recessions, inflationary period, despite what your so-called Harvard professor of economics says, they're all orchestrated way ahead of time, planned ahead of time, and conducted. That's been trying to, there have been congressmen that's been trying to warn you, presidents have been trying to warn you, and the president that tried to warn McKinley, they murdered him, and the congressman that tried to warn about it, Charles A. Lindbergh, his grandson was murdered because of it. Back in early 1900s, they tried to warn you that it's scientific what they do with the recession. But these liars in Harvard and Stanford and these other so-called colleges, they're humanists, Marxists, socialists, and I have the facts on that, the evidence with the statements, dates of quotes confirming that these colleges, in fact, are socialist, Marxist preachment within their curriculum, are trying to hide this fact. And a lot of their curriculum directors and whatever are resident Marxist scholars to make sure that you all are deceived in every major college and university. And I have the evidence. So have many other people before me to prove it. So they teach you crap and garbage in Harvard, because the Saudi prince gave millions of dollars to Harvard to support it. Rockefellers gave like $20 million at one time to support it. You think controls Harvard? That's a no-brainer. These are facts, I'm telling you. These are not opinions whatsoever. They control the education, the religion, the finance, arts, science. Philosophy was designed to hide religion. Religion was designed to hide Jesus. Every bit of it. Now they're saying in the science department, they can't get their story straight about the earth, whether it's moving or not moving. Now they say it's standing still. Scientists don't have a clue. Really. That's why they call it scientific theory. It means scientific, we just don't know. That's all that means. Now back to the chip. Your mark of the beast thing that people lined up for, that this bank G20 is now showing you that, your money's being taken away from you. And Martha is going to say, Homer, we're going to have to go get our money out there at our bank and put it under the mattress. Family, all your money is and always has been nothing more than a piece of toilet paper that's really nicely green and printed up. That's all it is. It means nothing. FDR, 1933, took us off the gold standard. It was not Nixon. It was FDR, 1933, when he planned a military coup of the U.S. government. Everything I tell you, I've got statements and evidence for. And I'm not going to go into it right now to prove it. I've got other things to talk about. I have a tendency to go down these rabbit holes, and get caught up in it for 20, 30 minutes. And I got people reminding me, Tom, get back on track, which is a good thing to do because I get off of track. Actually, it's not off track. It's just in another direction of the same track. But in any case, you got the point. What they did was, now it's like funneling. Okay, look here, watch this. When I was in the Marine Corps, they used to pay you cash. You got paid, then you go to the bank and deposit it. You got it? Back in the 70s. Somewhere along the line, I don't remember when, but they said, check the bank. That's fun. So I have to go to the bank and save gas. I got to go to the bank now. So you sign it. You had to in the military. They always test everything on us first. Everything. Nuclear energy, power, radioactivity, some disease. They always use Marines or Army, Navy, Air Force to test it on the military first. If it's not the military, they go to prisons and test it on the prisoners. Or they find minorities. Those that need money say, we're going to pay you if you take this pill, if you take this disease, if you die. That's how the government does it. That's how the Russian government does it. That's how the Chinese government does it. It's how all of them do it. You got it? Okay. Now, so we were required to go check the bank. Oh, wonderful. So now it just goes in. I don't have to see all the cash and not have to kill somebody if they want to rob me when I head to the bank. not that they would anyway. It wasn't that much. But in any case, you got the point. So now I don't have to receive cash anymore. It just goes straight to the bank. Family, that was the first step to getting us used to it. Little by little, they're creeping up. So now I never see the cash. I just draw it out when I want to. Although it's not worth much anyway. It's not worth anything, really. Because, see, money is supposed to be backed by silver. And I don't remember exactly the date in the 1900s, 1920s, thereabouts. On the top left-hand side of Abraham Lincoln, was it Lincoln or Thomas Jefferson? Whatever. The $20 bill, it said that you could redeem that note for gold. It was printed on the bill. Then there's another date, it was taken off because after 1933, they took it off because it was no longer redeemable for gold because we went off the gold standard. That means it's a piece of paper. Now, when they did that, that meant the money was worthless. You had no more money at all. You had nothing but little pieces of paper that were IOUs that were worthless. The gold was taken even back then. Now, yeah, I tell you, this is sneaky buckaroos, man. So that means you all, given a birth certificate, the American people were pledged as collateral since you no longer had any gold. Huh? You are collateral. Can everybody go, moo, or bah? Hey, like that. Yeah, call sheep. You're stuck. And you're stuck. You see, because we became collateral in the bank loan, so everything you worked for from 1929, they went backdated it, 1929, to 1999, when it's supposed to end. Everything you do and work, you got a paycheck, right? But your paycheck went to pay off the loan, the national debt. That's correct. And you were traded on the stock market just like a slave because your birth certificate became your certificate of authenticity, and then later you got a social security number that became your serial number. Might as well stamp it on your forehead or on your arm in tattooed numbers. That's what that was really for. Because then they made you, us, me, whoever, your grandmother, great-grandmother, whatever age you are, into collateral, traded on the stock market like a bunch of sheep, and you didn't know it. And noted on the IMF. You're on the stock market, man. You're in the stock market. You're sold to stock, literally. And so, I'm going to give you statements to show it. I'm not just talking off the top of my head here. I'm lying right now, but I'm going to give you some evidence here shortly. So when they did that, no more money, and you're slaves, no way to pay your bills of money that's backed by anything, they had to come up with, on the day of birth, authorized by your birth certificate, social insurance equal to $1 million for the bankers in Europe. So when you were born to pay off your debt that you didn't know about, you are worth $1 million at the day you're born, authorized by your birth certificate. And you have a number, social security number. That began in 1929. And that went into a bank in gold up in somewhere they put it, that you don't know about. They made sure you didn't know about it. But they had to have a remedy to pay your debt because you no longer had money. Hey, how about that? How about that? So they can print paper anytime they want to. Doesn't mean a thing. That's how they can do inflation, recession. They just don't print it, or they print it. It's really that simple. Harvard professor, why do you lie? How do you people sleep at night, being just so stupid as you are? Or just dadgum cotton-picking evil? Which is it? And when I say Harvard, I mean every doggone one of them. Disgust me. Because they're that way and deceivers. Because they're secret society members. Maintain some degree of class that means nothing, because they lie to the American public. They lie to your children when they go to these colleges and don't tell them the truth. It's disgusting. Now, some of them don't know what they're required to know. That's no excuse. Now, so we're chattel. Instruments. Note this word, instruments. Let me say it again. Ever since 1929, the American people have been instruments of a bank loan, bank cycle, as collateral in the national debt. Backed by $1 million on the day you're born, based on the birth certificate held in the IMF. And it goes into account under your name as a dummy corporation. from Tom Gamble Corporated, but a dummy corporation. That's why you pay income tax. Because you're a corporation. That's why America pays income tax. You're a corporation, a dummy corporation, since 1783. Yeah, buddy, you never won the Civil Revolutionary War. We never won it. We lost that war. We may have won the battles at the end there with the, you know, the shooting and the fighting and all that, and the patriotism and the history books and all that sort of thing. We've never won a war. We've won the battles, but we've never won the wars, ever. Because the wars were passed on secretly by the New World Order, but never won in reality. They lied to us in history books. Now, I'm not going to spend, you know, 30, 40 minutes or an hour come up with all these dates and times. I don't have the time right now. I'm giving you a conceptual idea of what's going on and what the truth is. Now, I can back up everything I'm telling you. Everything I'm telling you, I got evidence for. All right? So don't think I'm just pulling this off the top of my head. Now, here comes some interesting points to this. I'm what they call a baby boomer because I boom a lot. Boom, boom, boom. I'm a baby boomer. 1952, 53, 54 time frame, all right? Now, they tried to kill us off. Oh, Tom, you're being ridiculous. Really? They used the polio vaccine in our day. It's all of a sudden it come up. And they put cancer cells that they created in the laboratory. Created cancer, is where it came from. In the laboratory, just like they did HIV. They created that in the laboratory in Fort Detrick, Maryland, in the late 70s. They created cancer way back when, and they put the cancer cells in the polio vaccines to give those baby boomers shots. The little polio shots you got? Yeah. Between 30 and 90 million Americans received shots, gave them cancer, so they would die. Then they came up with tobacco. Tobacco, Reynolds family. Reynolds is Illuminati. They're murderers. The whole doggone lot of them. Now, the Reynolds family, aluminum. Aluminum causes Alzheimer's. Yes, it does. It does. Now, aluminum pots and pans. Well, duh, let's see here now. Chemistry took a little bit of it. And I think if you make pots and pans out of aluminum, the aluminum residuals liable to get in the drinks and the food and the water. AL aluminum. Just about being mixed with the water, especially when you put it in coffee percolators. I have it documented. That was the purpose. The sole purpose of aluminum pots and pans was so the water would intermingle chemically with the aluminum pots and pans and get inside ingested in the body. Mixed with fluorine, which doesn't do anything for your teeth. It's a mass medication. It's not about teeth. That's another study I have. You mix up fluorine, which is in the water, coffee percolators, y'all got it. You know, pots and pans and soup requires water, y'all. You know, when you heat it up, it kind of gets into the food. Uh-huh, it does. So you got fluorine, you got aluminum, and they had what's called chronic fluorosis, and they knew what they were doing. Plus the cancer cells, and look it up right now, this very second. Look up 30 to 90 million Americans that the CDC confirmed received cancer cells in their polio vaccines. They confirm it. Oh, I'm not done. And they put fluorine in the Pablum baby food. See, when I was like 4 years old, man, I will never forget when I'm 5, that's when my awareness came out. I had these dadgum doggone boils on my butt and on my legs and everything. And my mom would hold me down when I was a little old kid, couldn't fight back worth a lick, but I was sure trying to. And she'd take care of those darn boils, and I hated that with a passion. Now, I'm being a little graphic, but those darn things hurt, and they were big. Now I know where the son of guns came from. From the Pablum baby food when I was a baby. That's when I ate baby food. And the water from the fluorine and the aluminum gave me chronic fluorosis. And so did millions of other children during the baby boomer time. And the Reynolds family, those murderers, came up with tobacco and put chemicals in it. That takes a book to describe what's in the darn cigarettes. And they put commercials up there because that's the days of when fathers were fathers and mothers were mothers. And you had the father, the breadwinner, and the mother, the homemaker. You know, so you had this manly man kind of thing going on. You had the womanly woman thing going on. So they used commercials for that idea. I'm a Marlboro man. I smoke Marlboro and Camels. I'm tough. And I ride on the range with a big old horse and a big old cow, and I go chase it, and I'm tough. And all tough men, we smoke Marlboros. And then you had the women. Oh, I'm a Tipperello girl. I smoke Tipperellos and get cancer with it. And I smoke Marlboros, and I get cancer too. You see what they did? Family, this was not accidental. And it wasn't for money. The money is residual. This is to kill. You understand me? And so they put chemicals in these, Lord, I can't tell you how many chemicals they put in the cigarettes to make them addictive. You know how far they went? Yeah. Remember the days, boys and girls, when they had candy cigarettes? Oh, is that clever or what? Huh? I can just chew on a candy cigarette. I'm a little 5-year-old loving those candy cigarettes, man. Yeah, I'm about 9 or 10 or 11. Well, I'm tired of this little candy. I want the real thing. I never smoked. Never smoked. As a matter of fact, that's why I never smoked marijuana in college. I drank moonshine, if that makes you feel better. But it was illegal moonshine. Make you feel even better? Anyway. From Mount Airy. That's good moonshine, too, back then. It wouldn't make you go blind. After a little few of them, though, you'd thought you was going blind, you started seeing triple. But nevertheless, that was back in those days. I never smoked, so I never smoked marijuana, and it wasn't because I just don't take drugs. I'm just like, who cares? I'm in illegal moonshine, and I'll fight you, but I don't smoke. I wasn't smoking. It didn't make any sense to me. So smoking marijuana didn't make any sense to smoking marijuana. I didn't do it. That's the only reason why I didn't. So they got you smoking, then they make it marijuana to medicate you. That's the purpose of marijuana. Little by little, sneaking up on you. Giving you cancer along the way. To start the killing process of the baby boomers. Because they were given the lessons of a structured family from their family members in the 1930s, 1940s. So beginning in 1945, right before the baby boomers begin the takedown of America by destroying the family, by destroying the family, you destroy the country. Now, I'll probably go into detail on this later on this week about how they really did it in detail. But right now, I'm giving you kind of a layout of the big plan. I wasn't planning on doing this today, but apparently I am. So now, that's what they went after, to get rid of the baby boomers so they wouldn't have a long-term influence on the next generation that was going to hit the 60s and 70s. So to screw up the baby boomers, this is so genius, but it's evil. They'd always started planning rock and roll music, drugs, change of clothing, the music, everything was planned at Tavistock. Tavistock, Tavistock, in London, a behavior think tank that planned our Americans' cultural revolution in the 1960s. They started planning it in the 1940s and before, in preparation. So, let's drug out the baby boomers and call it Woodstock. Let's get the music going to lead them to the New World Order. But first, get them used to the New Age movement by the music. No more sing-along with Mitch. The big brass bands? No. Art, as real art, not this trash they got today. Family, this is all designed. It's called the 40 Techniques of the Illuminati. Family, they've perfectly planned this like you plan a Thanksgiving dinner. Literally. You want to call it conspiracy theory? Conspiracy fact. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy researcher. There's no theory here, family. You want to challenge it, man, be my guest. It will blow you away. If you're a Harvard professor and you're listening, your credibility will be killed. Myself and many others could destroy it because the evidence is clear, slam dunk, and virtually irrefutable. And it really ticks me off on sometimes. That's why I expose it for what it really is. But they're leading you, so you say, well, Tom, you've ventured a long way from G20. Well, no, I haven't. I'm going back to it. You see, G20 is just a simple way for them to tell you, this is what we've always done, but we're going to let you think it's done now. So we'll see if you rise up. And if you start pulling your money out of the bank, which is not worth anything anyway, then the banks will fail on paper, nothing. And then they'll say, oh, our banks have failed. So they'll have to restructure it just like they planned all along. That's how they planned the Great Depression. Before that was collateral, was people. Before that was 1859, 70 years. It's always 70 years. It was the 13 states was used as collateral for that bank loan. And the Civil War is what generated it. That was what it's for, not slavery, not states' rights, and that nonsense. That was all excuses for covering over the real reason for the Civil War. And before that was 1789. Following the Paris Peace Treaty of 1783, we're a corporation. 1789, they established a debt. The Revolutionary War was established debt. It had nothing to do with liberty. Ah, that's a joke and a half. It had nothing to do with liberty. That was to galvanize our ancestors, responsible for the death of tens of thousands, if not millions, to generate a debt. That was the purpose of establishing a revolution in America. That was the real reason. They lied to us in these colleges, which I went. I got my master's degree, so I'm not against colleges. I just know what they're really used for. Found out. To galvanize the Gillian dialectic, to galvanize a population, you got to take away their freedom on purpose. And then you provide the solution. In this case, it was a revolution. And that establishes a debt. You can't fight a war without money. So you take money to establish war supplies. It's that simple. Well, where are you going to get the money? Well, by a loan. The loan puts you under debt slavery. That's how that really works. That's the reality of it. So when they go with that rah, rah, rah and all that, waving the flag and all that, we've been fooled the whole time. People don't like to hear this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Can I prove it? Absolutely. So they tell you that the G20... I've left a little out here because there's so much more detail that I could talk about for another hour. But I want to kind of keep track of the big picture here, the forest and not just the trees. I'm showing you how this is really operated. How it really goes down. Declaration of Independence was brought to you by the Vatican. And by the very people we declared revolution against, was the ones that established the Declaration of Independence in the first place. Freemasons, Knights of Malta, the Vatican. Murderers, every doggone one of them. You know what they, I'll just go ahead and tell you this. If it was done, they always have the remedy, the proper way to do things. But then they lead you the wrong path to go against the remedy so they can control you to enslave you. That's basically. I hope you got that down because I couldn't say that again if I had to. Now, the kings and queens of England, they have to, like the inauguration, I pledged to do this and do that, and they always lie anyway. Every one of them do. Every one of them, absolutely, because they're Freemasons, and the only ones that wasn't really was Lincoln and JFK. They went against them, and they both were assassinated by the Jesuits. Any questions? Anyway. That's true, actually. So, the kings and queens of England have always taken what's called a coronation oath. And the coronation oath, like our Constitution and all that, is based on biblical principles. never meant to be carried out in the proper way. Never meant to be. But to placate the population, the colonists or whatever, which we still are today, by the way, to placate us colonists, which we are today, as is Israel, the fake Israel, and Canada, and Australia, you're nothing but colonists of British colonists today, now, this very moment. That's correct. Now, they took the coronation oath. The coronation oath is to abide by biblical principles. As I said before, never meant to be carried out in reality. So what does that mean? That means that the will of the people is what dominates the policy. Yeah, that's very true, actually. That's ideally how it's supposed to work. So now if they get you all, get the people to rebel, it goes against the coronation oath, justifying them for police action or to put it down or whatever with military response. So they need that revolution to justify military response or dictatorship by consent. You see, they didn't tell our colonists, our ancestors, this back then. They had these rascals like Paul Revere, and they had these rascals like Ben Franklin, who was a Hellfire Club, a Satanist, and all the others, Thomas Jefferson, and a whole doggone lot of them. Oh, you heard me exactly right. That give me liberty or give me death. Well, let me tell you about that. The electors have the constitutional right at any time, not just an election, to express clearly their will to Parliament, Congress, or any matter, any issue. The Parliament must obey the will of the people. The King, the Governor, General, the Governors, as the case may be, are constitutionally bound by their oath of office to carry out the will of the people. Now, the will of the people can be properly conveyed to Parliament, which we had a Congress of sort, that we're all Freemasons pretty much, by the parliamentary representatives as its legal right and obligation of the electors to instruct their parliamentary representatives on what is their will. So, if a member so instructed by their electorate refuses to do as his electors, that be us, tell him, then the electors can petition the king. Notice I said the word petition the king, the governor general or the governor, whichever, as the case may be, to remove him from Parliament because every member of the Parliament, clearly and definitely, by his oath of allegiance to the king, is bound by the king's or queen's coronation oath to observe the liberties, freedoms, and free customs and vested rights of the people. They just don't tell you that. They didn't tell our ancestors that. So, in this coronation oath, the people have not the right to revolt. There's no need to revolt, because revolution plays right into the hands of the internationalist, capitalist, and their manual of action, which is the Communist Party, even today. And all the citizens of any British dominion, all they need to do is petition the king or queen, governor, general, the governor, as the case may be, to dissolve Parliament to the electors, so the electors can elect new members who are not Freemasons, who are not Knights of Malta, who are not members of the Fabian Society, any of those others that give blood oaths to Satan, who promise to carry out their wishes. You'll carry out our wishes? Ha! We get together as citizens, and we get them out of there. Well, it didn't happen that way. So we ponder the question, why are the children of the British subjects, that be us, not taught the truth regarding the political rights and privileges so they may know how to take an active, continuing, and intelligent interest in the affairs of their country when they grow old enough to vote? Because, I'll tell you why. Because the secret society members of Congress make sure it doesn't happen. You're Jesuits and Freemasons. You're not submitted in Congress. Lie to you. Every presidency, every election, and every time. Anyone that's good, I've already told you how to get rid of them. Well, I'm just getting wound up here a little bit now. Little by little. And your judges are Freemasons, and literally, I know several that are in Winder, Georgia, that are warlocks. I mean, don't think because you see warlocks on Harry Potter, it's not significant. It is, because a lot of 33-degree Masons are warlocks, literally. Absolutely. You have some of them that are good, but they make good decisions. But then, notice they have some kind of like NAACP or ACLU or some other Jesuit organization that sues or goes back and tries to get them to go back over the ruling, and or the federal government steps in. This is why it's going on. Now, you know, it's usual for the king's printer to publish the evidence before the Royal Commission in Canada for the public may study the facts for themselves, but that's never done. They can then instruct their elected representatives what they wish to do and correct the maladministration, but the evidence given before a Royal Commission in one investigation was never published back in the 1920s when they had some corruption in the Canadian Customs Service. The people kept in ignorance for fear that they might become sufficiently aroused to have acted in accordance with the Constitution. Canada, America, either one. And under the British constitutional monarchy, did you know that the absolute and final authority and sanction for all that's done by Parliament, as well as local councils, rests with the electors? Even the king must bow to the wishes of the people. Law is quite clearly stated, and people only read it, but then again, we trust our lying Freemason judges and congressmen. I'm telling you exactly what's going on. People don't like to hear it. You know, the Illuminati is placed behind the scenes of government specialists and advisors that are secret society members. Went to Harvard, probably. Shouldn't be difficult to identify them because they're all advocates of a one-world super government. This plan was set forth May the 1st, 1776, in excruciating detail. It says in the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, Article Roman numeral 8, Victor, India. Paragraph 1 of the protocol says, and I quote, "Our directorate will surround itself with publicists, practical jurists, administrators, diplomats, and finally, with persons prepared by special super educational training in our special schools." Needless to say that the talented assistants of authority will not be taken from among the Goyim. That best, by the way, instruments or Goyim, who are accustomed to perform their administrative work without giving themselves the trouble to think that the aim is and never consider what's needed for. The administrators of the Goyim, that be us again, sign papers without reading them, and they serve either for mercenary reasons or from ambition, unquote. Oh, that's a quote, by the way. Article 9, paragraph 9, you love this. In order not to annihilate the institutions of the Goyim, before its time, notice that before its time, hadn't happened yet, we have touched them with craft, it's deceit, and sorcery, by the way, and have taken hold of the ends of the springs which move their mechanism. Quote, these springs lay in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. We have got our hands in the administration of the law, in the conduct of elections. I proved that last week. In the press, in the liberty of the person, but principally in the education and training as being the cornerstones of a free existence, unquote. Oh. Oh, which brings to mind something I just thought about. Those know me probably say I heard that woe before. That brings to mind this. There's a quote I go back to that in a minute. There's a quote, and I'll get back to G20. I'm not done with G20. I'm going to get back to that. Oh, yeah, I didn't have this queued up. That's what it was. Okay. There's a quote that brings to mind about the education part that I want to relay to you. I think you'll find interesting based on what I've just said about the education control. And I found I did more research on this quote. I found more to it than what I had thought before. It'd be number two here, educated in this role. Bum, bada boo, bada bang. There we go. Uh-huh. You see, secular humanism is an attempt to function as a civilized society with the exclusion of God and his moral principles. Secular humanism. And during the last several decades, and more than that now, humanists have been successful in propagating their beliefs, especially in our schools, since 1908. The churches were infiltrated in 1887. The primary approach is to target the youth through the public school system. It always has been. Quote, Charles Francis Potter, in 1930, he writes, and there's more to this quote than what I'd known before. He says, and I quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism. What can theistic Sunday schools meeting for an hour once a week and teaching only a fraction of the children do to stem the tide of the five-day program of humanistic teaching, unquote. Yeah, that's why I have the bell ringing, changing the classes at the moment of the bell, and the eating and all everything. All that is designed. It always has been since the very beginning. Freemasons, they know this. That's their secrets, part of their secrets that they don't like revealing. They're all lied to themselves and told they're going to be the saints of the New World Order. And they're being lied to. They're going to kill them. Chapter 15 confirms it. The spies they put into place in all the governments, which our government is part of the spy system, always has been. Every president, except the ones they assassinated. The Communist Party rules today. It never died, as Reagan lied. He's an actor anyway. You don't like hearing that, do you? Well, I'm sorry, but it's true. At no time at all, the Communist executive, they listed in one meeting a host of spies working for them. Spies were broken down into five groups specifically. Military intelligence includes all branches of the armed forces, departments of government, concerned with internal and external security of the country. It also includes infiltration of cells in departments of supply, transport, communication, intelligence. All the intelligence agencies, all of them in the world, work together under this organization. You understand this? All of them do. KGB, CIA, they all work together as partners. against the military forces. And that's a fact. Number two was national economy. Includes all branches of trade and commerce, customs and revenue service, taxation departments, and everything that legal and illegal, which affects the economy of the country. Number three, industry and research. Includes every division of industry and science. That's where the Council of Foreign Relations comes in. All these. And number four, political affairs and all levels of government. And the branch includes labor organizations. See, that's where your unions come from, with the Illuminati and Jesuits. Mafia. They control the unions under the guise of fair practice in employment. It's a lie. They do it to control you. Just like the Charlton Heston. He's a Freemason. Protest out of my dead cold hands. Bunch of baloney. NRA is a bunch of baloney. Because they're holding you back. That's why they formed the NRA. NEA. They always form their organizations to hold you back. And they have people up there pretending to be on your side. They're not, like Jerry Boykin or Rick Joyner. They are Knights of Malta. They're against you. Rusty Clark. He's against you. He's a Rhodes Scholar. They take a blood oath against America. And they lie to everybody they get up and charge money for or lectures. They lie just like the rest of them do. Pretending to be patriots, and they're liars. This one labor organization is considered the most important of the spy rings because Lenin, and it includes today, all revolutions must start within the ranks of labor. That controls the governments and countries, like the families do. And number six, five, social sciences and propaganda. Well, that includes education, religion, social warfare, crime, criminals, recreation projects, health and mass medication, and public information outlets such as the press, radio, and TV. They control all that. And the amateur spies, the little guys, like some I met one time. Oh, that's a long story. Amateur spies are made to think that they're in real cloak and dagger operators. They work with enthusiasm. And in no time at all, the communist leaders, which operate still today in our government and in Europe and in Russia and in China, every single one of them, that's how they do it. They get 007 wannabes, and they use them, put them under a blood oath, obtain information about private lives and business practices of thousands of people they consider could be made to further the communist conspiracy, which exists today. That is the New World Order. Communist leaders, which exist today, and make sure you understand that, don't hesitate to blackmail men and women if they have evidence to prove they're committed some serious moral or serious error, social error, or departed from honest procedure in their business or professional activities. The information is obtained by these spy rings. And what's headed by Sam Carr was used as a two-edged sword at one time. It's used to force influential people to work subversively behind the scenes, and it was used to render inactive those who are supposed to combat communism. So McCarthy was attacked. Oh, it just goes on and on. It's what really is going on behind the scenes. So all these old 007 wannabes think they're doing, like, you know, all kinds of fancy stuff, but they're just fulfilling their own destruction. They don't even know it. Family, this is so designed, it would blow your mind. Absolutely just, it's amazing. The study, I've spent years and years studying this in detail. I worked with it, actually, when I was overseas. Didn't even know it. I was one of them. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. And when I came out of it with a vengeance. That's how I do things. I overdo everything. If I have to, I'll kill a fly with a sledgehammer. People know about me in that regard. Well, when I found out I was being lied to and what was being set up, I became a whistleblower in 2005 and my own little way. I don't support any movement or any logos or any of that stuff. I support Jesus Christ. That's it. But I will tell you all the truth. And I will excruciatingly research it out right down to his nanobot for what it's worth. Now, so back in those days of our liberty, so-called liberty, our people, our Congress, or our ancestors never did have to revolt. All they had to do was sign a petition to the king or queen. And the king or queen, King George III at that time, had no choice but to follow the wishes of the people. But the people have not the right to revolt. Revolution justifies martial law and activation of military a military action. That's what they wanted. They wanted a revolution to justify military action, to establish a debt, so they put us under subjugation. And that's what happened. But made us think that we won the war, which was a lie, even wrote up in the history books like that. History books are worthless. Now, here's the issue. Now, me telling you all this is playing in their hands also. Because they want you to reduce sovereignty. They want you to understand the truth. Now, I'm going to expose it further. They want you to know about this because they're going to come up with a dialectic, a solution for it, called the New World Order. And family, that's going to get worse. Pray against this New World Order. It's our duty to. Pray against this Wiccan, satanic organization. But eventually it's going to transpire, and that will bring on their undoing by their own hand. Because then God will take over, and it's called the tribulations will happen. So the further they get to the New World Order, the quicker their butts are out of here. I can't simplify it any further than that. They lose no matter what they do. There's no way possible for them to win against the creator of this universe. It is not even remotely possible. But this also brings on judgment of man that God's been holding back for ages. And when he lets go, it's going to be with a vengeance. Because he says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." And that hadn't happened yet. He's storing it up. Giving everyone the chance to repent. Giving everyone the chance to do the right thing. That's why he's holding back, because he loves all. He's given all the opportunity. That's why he's holding back. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. But when he lets go, and he lets the first seal open, boy, I tell you what, you better hang on and pray you're not here when it happens. Because then all that's happened all this time will be unleashed upon this earth. His vengeance is nothing like you've ever seen. His vengeance will not be some localized earthquake or some localized river turning red. That's the most pathetic thing I've ever heard in my life. Some of these so-called theologians and YouTube warriors out here saying, oh, we got the tribulations beginning in Pakistan because a river turned red, is absolutely pathetic. Family, don't pay attention to all this nonsense. Four blood moons, no such thing as being significant. We've had blood moons ever since the moon was ever up there. They're trying to make something out of it by writing books like Hagee and Mark Blitz and all these other yahoos are trying to capitalize on it because they're in tune with the New World Order. They work for them. Absolutely. So this blood moon, they're thinking, well, maybe we can get something done. So they're trying to write books to bring it about so it looks like they're prophets, and there's not at all. Lying to tens of thousands of parishioners, making money off of them, and corrupting God's holy word. Now, that's all God's business. But it's just my business to point it out, and I'll move on. Now, I've said a lot of compelling things today, and I know that, and I was trying to find exactly this coronation oath. You know, that's the biggest lie ever told us, was we had to revolt. Give me liberty, give me death, and all that nonsense he got up there and said. They didn't have to, nobody had to die. Let me tell you why they did it, right quick. The reason they needed the revolution was to put us in bondage and to establish a debt that would last 70 years. Now you see how it worked now? 70 years, 1789 it began. 1789 is when the debt first established after the Paris Peace Treaty. To put us in debt, collateral was Washington, D.C. for the bankers to give us money for this colony to continue with this government. To do that, they need a Revolutionary War. That's exactly correct. That was the real purpose of it. It's that simple. Our entire history is based on that. Tack on 70 years, what do you get? 1859. Time for a war, isn't it? Yep. So let's get these goyim, these colonists, to fight each other, kill each other. And let's make sure they do it by putting the French on the side of the south and the Germans on the side of the north. Make sure they fight. Make sure they kill each other, like they're doing, getting ready to do today. Civil War. Stupidest thing ever seen. Again, Bundy Ranch is a good example, and Ferguson's another. It's all set up. And so the Civil War was planned that way. And it worked. South fought in the North. Germans made sure the North was mean, bad, and ugly. And the French on the side of the North made sure they were mean, bad, and ugly. And got to fight each other. It's like fighting pit bull dogs. 500,000 Americans died. Not counting the civilians and all that. For nothing. For us, it was something that died because we had family members and fought in our country and all that, but it's all orchestrated by the Jesuits. And yet they're still around. Still doing it. They're right there. Now, some of y'all maybe doubt what I'm saying, don't you? I hope you are. Because and if you check it out, you find it's true. As a matter of fact, is Abraham Lincoln enough credibility for you? Will that work for you? After all, he died trying to bring us back on track. Abraham Lincoln said, quote, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery." Pop goes the whistle. "We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Though there are great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and the arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France," yep, there's the South, "were at their disposal if they would attack us," unquote. Abraham Lincoln. Now you see why they killed Lincoln? He wasn't a Freemason either, so he wasn't under a blood oath. They killed him anyway. His wife was in the occult. She was a witch, literally, in the occult. Bad. That poor man. Her name was Mary Todd. Todd is Illuminati. Marriage to the Astor family. Yeah, buddy. I know what I'm talking about. Charles Chickney found that quote 50 years in the Church of Rome. by the Wycliffe Press, 1885, copyright on page 338. Page 388. That's what really happened. Now, when you go to Harvard or you go to Stanford, you go to, I don't just pick one, Wake Forest University, I don't care, high school, I don't, whatever they're teaching. Question of slavery, was states' rights and slavery, that's the biggest bunch of baloney ever was. Did they use that as a trigger? Yes. To galvanize people. They used it as a trigger. They had to use something as a trigger point. To get us all together, a threat to the masses caused everybody to come together to fight against the enemy. And we can fight among ourselves, right? When you had a threat to the whole bunch, everybody bands together to defeat that enemy to the whole bunch. You see how it works? That's where the extraterrestrial lie is going to come in. Oh, that goes back to John Dewey, father of American education. They planned this, the extraterrestrial hoax that's yet to happen. I've got this documented too. See, there's so many ways I can go in talking today. I can go any direction I want and connect it all. Satan has been a busy, busy boy. He just don't sit around and twiddle his thumbs. I'm giving you a big picture today. As a matter of fact, especially when a doctor says it. Oops, that's not good. As a matter of fact, in Red Fog Over America, William G. Carr, there's one quote that sticks in my mind here. William G. Carr wrote Red Fog Over America, and I got the original edition. Hard to come by, this one. 1955 copyright, red hardback. It's worth quite a bit because it's one of the originals. I don't trust the other edition, so I searched out and found this one. Cost a pretty penny, but I got it. I found on page 81 in his documentary, William G. Carr says the following, and I quote, and Henry Ford was a bad guy, understand this, right? Just like, what's that sucker's name? Thomas Edison? Another liar and a cheat. Him and J.P. Morgan stole a lot of the patents from Nikola Tesla, who was a Serbian. He was the genius behind most all of the inventions, not Thomas Edison, the liar, and J.P. Morgan. You heard me right. J.P. Morgan was just a murderer, just like Churchill. Churchill's the Knights of Malta. They were responsible for the sinking of Lusitania. They worked together on it. All of this is connected. Anyway, William G. Carr said, and I quote, that as Henry Ford remarked so many years ago, is the amazing thing about the protocols. The protocols are the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, created by Adam Weishaupt, May 1st, 1776, is the worldwide revolutionary plan. That is the plan we're under today. Went perfectly, except they haven't got the New World Order yet. That, as Henry Ford said many years ago, is the amazing thing about the protocols. No person who studied them can deny that the conspiracy has developed exactly as those who conceived the original plans intended. One clergyman with whom I, William G. Carr, discussed this matter remarked, quote, nothing human could have been so absolutely correct and so perfect in regard to timing and purpose. You have convinced me that the international conspiracy is the conspiracy of Satan. Now, what y'all must realize, however, is there another great truth to this as well that you must put first and foremost, but just under Scripture. It was Edmund Burke who said, all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men sit back and do nothing. And I'm not talking about some ridiculous revolution, armed, military takeover of the U.S. government, any of that nonsense. That's all about Jerry Boykin and Rick Joyner and others at the high level secret societies want a military takeover to justify martial law. That's how they do it, because they work for the enemy, pretending to be on your side. Well, didn't he form Delta Force? Yeah, he sure did. That don't mean a thing. That means zip, because their loyalty lies to the blood oath they took to Lucifer as the Knights of Malta, and that's an absolute fact. You can read it to it yourself if you look it up, Knights of Malta Oath, Knights of Columbus, and the Rhodes Scholars, that horrific, nasty, dirty oath they take is against every one of you that's American. And they lie when they say it isn't. I want to make sure there's no mistake there. You know, I sit and I listen to all this rah, rah, rah stuff, and how they pretend to be patriots and all that, it just really makes my toes curl. It's like I sit there and shake my head. It's like I'm in another world. You know, they say this, that they're patriots and all that, and knowing very well they're liars. I just want to reach in and scream to somebody, hey, don't you understand they're lying? They're lying to their fellow patriots. They're lying to their fellow militia. And they don't skip a beat, and they give all this dripping honey talk about patriotism and all this stuff, and they're lying every step of the way. Gosh, it's irritating. I'm going to talk about this all this week, off and on, some of the same stuff, to reveal what their truth is, and then take a step further to show what's really designed for. Well, they have it designed, one part of it, for example. The liberation of humanity has always been used as a vehicle to establish revolt, to justify martial law. That's always been used. It works every time. It follows 8 steps. I've talked about this before. John Tyler, 8 steps from democracy to dictatorship. And they lead people to a dictatorship by their own creation. And they accept it. And so the Declaration of Independence was not drawn up by patriots. It was given to us secretly by the Freemasons as a carrot to start the process of declaring liberty, which goes against the coronation oath, as I said before, which then justified the initiation of military action to put down the revolt, because the colonists don't have the right to revolt, because they don't need to revolt, because all they have to do to change things is sign a petition, have the Congress deliver it to the Parliament, and the kings and queens had to abide by the wishes of the people. They had no choice by the coronation oath. That's how it's supposed to work. But they made sure that was the remedy. But they made sure that the colonists didn't know this, so it justified military action and martial law. But they made us think we won the war. And then behind the scenes in 1783, they formed the colonists up into a corporation under our noses, but behind the scenes, and put us right back in charge, or back under the control of the monarchy as a corporation, and didn't tell nobody about it. That's the best I can summarize it. And then to make sure that the ratification records were burned, came the War of 1812. They burned D.C., didn't they? Yeah, they burned the ratification records. Andrew Jackson knew about this. That's why I balanced the budget, to cut them out. And it worked. But they put it back on track. That's the real history. So that's 1859. Excuse me, I'm sorry. 1929, 70 years. Washington, D.C. is collateral. I'm getting back to G20. 1859, Civil War. Collateral, the 70 years. 13 states gave it to them. 70 years, 1929. Federal Reserve Act, all that is leading up to 1929. A military takeover of the U.S. government was planned in 1934. General Butler, I told you about that. FDR knew about it too. He's going to declare martial law and then catch General Butler in the act of a treason and declare martial law. I have a direct quote from FDR specifically stating about his plans for military takeover of the U.S. government and dictatorship by design. March 4th, 1939. I have a quote that he spoke behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees, and one witness to it was Senator Lundeen, wrote down the quote. I'm going to spare you all the quote today. It's on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. The timeline that I've got there, March 4th, 1939, you can read it yourself. Now, everything I've told you now for the past, hour and a half, is letting you know exactly what they're up to, and it's coming to fruition now. It's coming to fruition as we speak. So what was I talking about a little while ago? I was talking about the money in your bank account was stolen this morning, right? When they said that, this past weekend, the G20 just stole your bank account. You don't have a bank account. This actual fraud was set up back in the 1920s, and I got the quote to confirm it. Now I'll read you that quote, because I want you to hear it. And this quote is between Colonel Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson, who confirmed this. These people are such liars. Between 1913, after the Federal Reserve Act was established, 1921, exact date I don't know, Colonel Mandel House was in fact a Satanist. And Woodrow Wilson was nothing but his dupe, just like Thomas Jefferson was a dupe to Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt controlled Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson tried to write his own Bible, too, by the way. Hint, hint. Now, so G20 is stealing your money, that what you put in the bank belongs to the bank now. It says, quote, with the G20 summit coming up this weekend, this is past weekend, in Brisbane, Australia, it might be worth wondering if you have too much money in the bank or whether you should any money in the bank at all. As of this morning, that was Saturday, all nations belonging to G20 will immediately submit and pass legislation that will fulfill a new investment program. The new program creates a whole new paradigm and set of rules whereby banks will no longer recognize your deposits as money. You see, now I've educated you up to this point about why you've never had money in the first place since 1929. When FDR in 1933 took us off the gold standard, it ceased being money. Now you see? Then they collateralized you with $1 million social insurance on the day you're born, guaranteed by your birth certificate in capital letters, sent to the IMF. And as soon as it sent that one birth certificate, is then guaranteed with $1 million to pay your debts in your bank account, collecting interest since you were born, because you no longer have money in the bank, even though it's pieces of paper. It's not backed by any gold, silver, or nothing. That's why Even back in the days of Lincoln, it was not backed by anything. He's going to make us have the silver, backed by silver. Well, JFK was going to fix that. He's going to back it by silver also. Because gold was rendered null and void. That's why they killed Kennedy. He knew this. He knew the money was backed by nothing. You see how it worked? That's why they were assassinated. There's other four other reasons too. So this is nothing new. But now they're making it public for you. So now the next 30 minutes, I'm going to explain to you why, and then show you where they're going to lead you to the microchip. Remember I was talking a little while ago about we were given cash and Marines, and then said, well, no longer cash, but check the bank. All that's getting us ready for this right now. All that's part of this planning. Now you got it? See how it works? All right. So they said now the bank is taking your money, right? That when you deposit, it's no longer money in the way the banknote is, right? When I mean by money, it's backed by something. But it's never been backed by anything since 1933. So now, here's 1913 to 1921, an actual quote taken from Woodrow the Dupe Wilson, as found in Wilson's personal diary and logs. He said, and listen to this carefully. It's quite lengthy, but not very lengthy, but enough. Colonel Mandel House, who is considered to be, by quote, Andrew Wilson, Woodrow Wilson's alter ego. That means he controlled him by supernatural, by mesmerization, because Colonel Mandel House was in fact a Satanist, evil to the absolute core. Controlled Wilson. You got it now? Okay. Quote, very soon, in 1913 to 1921, that's what Woodrow Wilson wrote in his diary, quote, very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property, that's you and your children, in a national system designed to keep track of the people, and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a charge back on our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register or suffer being able to work and earn a living. They will be our chattel property, and we will hold the security interest over them forever. By operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions, Americans, by unknowingly, unwittingly delivering the bills of lading, that's birth certificates, family, and your serial numbers, your social security number, by delivering the bills of lading, birth certificates, to us, will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent. Secured by their pledges, they will be stripped of their rights and given a commercial value designed to make us a profit, and they will be none the wiser. For not one man in a million could figure out our plans, and if by accident one or two should figure it out, we have in our arsenal of plausible deniability. After all, this is the only logical way to fund government by floating liens and debts to the registrants in the form of benefits and pledges. Privileges. That's where your marriage certificate comes from. Unless you get married, your birth certificate comes from. Let's get birth. And all driver's license, all that stuff. Business license, all that. And they charge you for it and all this. That's the benefits and privileges. Yeah, isn't that fun? Anyway, quote, this will inevitably reap us huge profits beyond our wildest expectations and leave every American a contributor to this fraud, which we will call social insurance. Without realizing it, every American will unknowingly be our servant, however begrudgingly. The people will become helpless and without any hope for the redemption, and we will employ the high office, that's the presidency of a corporation, by the way, The people will become helpless and without any hope for the redemption, and we will employ the high office presidency of our dummy corporation, the USA, to foment this plot against America. Unquote, Woodrow Wilson. Now, Woodrow Wilson was not as aggressive and evil as FDR was. He was a dupe. He was like going along the program. He had a quote that he regretted doing this after that, by the way. So in comes along, and I will read you the quote now, it kind of fits, of FDR. So this will make sense now. And what FDR said, remember what I said about instruments? We are. FDR is one evil, evil man. Beyond your imagination. They planned Pearl Harbor in 1920s with Churchill and the Japanese elite. That's a fact. J.P. Morgan. I can prove it. J.P. Morgan and also Churchill planned the death of 1,201 lives aboard the Lusitania, May the 7th, 1915. It was planned to get us into World War I. That's what that was for. Colonel Simpson, historian, confirms this. The phallus act of willful murder on the high seas, unquote. Well, March the 4th, 1939, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, and about 6 years after an attempted military coup that was revealed to the Congress by General Butler, it failed to happen, who stopped this revolt and military takeover. But FDR continued, and they knew Pearl Harbor was coming because they planned it. Well, March the 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, I'm going to read this quote anyway. President Roosevelt said behind closed doors, as this quote was taken down by Senator Lundeen, he's a member of one of three congressional committees that heard this. Now you'll see how this really impacts the real background of the presidents today, all of them. President Roosevelt said, behind closed doors, was never to be revealed to the public. I quote, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. Now I'm putting my people ahead of all instruments. Now you see where he got instruments from. I had a full understanding with Chamberlain. And we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war and a war only. Oof. To hell with American people as far as the democracy is concerned. It doesn't exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. Now listen to this carefully. Infest America with all the aliens possible. I'll get back to that. In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. He even had an ancestral cousin, Clinton Roosevelt, that helped set up the paperwork the plan that Karl Marx plagiarized. 1841, Karl Marx was given a plan by Clinton Roosevelt to plagiarize and call it the Communist Manifesto. Infest America with all the aliens possible. That was to aid and abet in reducing the sovereignty of America. You take aliens from other countries, they don't care about all this Columbus Day and freedom and all this and all that. That's what it's all about. This has been planned. It's so detailed. To reduce national sovereignty, to eliminate the family structure, has always been the plan. It goes back to 1700s. but they kick it in at certain times. Infest America with all the aliens possible. Title of article just came out. See, letting you all know this now. Title of the article says, Reagan and Bush also acted alone to shield immigrants. Now you know why. Because all of them have. Now, here's the reason of bringing out the truth. Okay? While they're telling you the truth now, with some shady areas, is because a major plan of the Illuminati is to launch the World Revolutionary Movement, New World Order, when all the governments have been acknowledged to be worthless. All the governments have acknowledged to be worthless. Then they'll launch the New Age movement, the New World Order for peace. See, so now they got to reveal the truth so you'll accept the New World Order and the peaceful solution, but it will be an absolute lie. I'm here to tell you. They're going to bring up the extraterrestrial attack, which is going to happen in the future, that caused the world to come together. They'll cause us to fight each other, and then they're going to come up with extraterrestrial attack upon this planet, and they'll cause the world to come together to defend against it. That's been planned since, gosh, the late 1800s, early 1900s. That's yet to come. Now, I'm going to talk about how they're going to bring that in later on tomorrow. That's where your Sananda Manuel, your fallen angels, disclosure, alien lie about races out there. It's what NASA was all about. The Nazis set all this up. They created NASA, half of the UN. CIA came from Nazis. We brought over 10,000 of them in 1945 under Operation Paperclip. See, we didn't win the Second World War. We won the battles. We lost the war because they brought 10,000 Nazis over, just continued it. Frank Wisner, CIA back in the 1940s, was involved in an operation called Operation Fiend. It was to destabilize Hoxha in Albania. That was part of Adolf Hitler's plan to incorporate the Balkans into his plan. Well, just to continue it, Frank Wisner Sr., in 1946-47, initiated Operation Fiend, resulted in 200 CIA operatives being killed. Kind of like a failed Bay of Pigs. Oops, it didn't work. Uh-oh. It failed. Matter of fact, in 1960, Frank Wisner committed suicide with a shotgun. Frank Wisner Jr. linked it up to Enron in Kosovo. Yeah. You know, keep it in the family, you know. Well, since that operation failed, Nazis had planned it anyway. All they did was bring in a son of Churchill named Tito. Tito was a Freemason. Tito helped bring together Yugoslavia, and there you have it. So he controlled it anyway through Tito, who was a Freemason and son of Churchill. How about that, huh? So that's where he got Yugoslavia from. And then destroy it, they Balkanized it. You know how we did that? How we destroyed Yugoslavia? After Afghanistan in the late 70s, the Russians pulled out by design, and America, CIA, Saudi intelligence, Iranian intelligence, Turkish intelligence, moved the jihad, we sure did, 10,000 mujahideen from Afghanistan right on into Bosnia. Srebrenica massacre was a lie. About women, children by the Serbs being massacred was a lie. They were combatants, mujahideen, that was killed. Not men, women, children. Srebrenica was a lie. To justify, that's what Clinton was all about. And Hillary, Bob Clinton, to get us in that war in the Balkans to continue the jihad against Orthodox Christians, called Serbs, enticing the Albanian Muslims to freedom that was set up going back to well, Bali Kum Tar, Hitler. They just continued it, using freedom as a trigger for the Albanians called Bali Kum Tar, B-A-L-L-E-K-O-M-B-T-A-R. That's how they enticed them. This is what really happened. Boy, I tell you, the history books aren't worth much, are they? And you want to challenge it, man, go on ahead. Be my guest. Please do it. You see? I don't write all this stuff up in a book. I don't have time for no book. I got one book I push. That's the King James Bible. Why do I want to write some book when everybody else has written them? And only a handful of people are going to read it anyway. I make money off of it, but so what? But the King James Bible is about salvation. And that book's been written already. And that one's international. I don't make nothing off of it, except I talk about it. And I push it. It's the only true word of God. It's about salvation of people's soul. That's worth more than money any day. So if I'm here on the air, for example, and I write Tom Gamble's book on the, I got to sell it, right? Do CDs and DVDs and all that stuff. That's not my calling. That's taking me away from the King James Bible and pushing the truth. And I'm pushing the truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ. And there's nothing or no one or no how is going to stop him from coming back and taking Jerusalem. And for the real Jews. And for the real Word of God. And for the real millennium. That's what I push. That's it. That's how I see it. But in the meantime, don't keep us all divided and scattered and worried and fear and all this other nonsense. Family, just keep your eyes on the ball. And the ball is Jesus Christ. He's your Lord. He's your Savior. He's the only one and only true word. The only book, literally, the only book on the face of this planet that's ever been done is the King James Bible. Well, what before that? You didn't have one. You had a corrupted version that goes back to the origin in the 4th century. Corrupted versions. All of them. And the true scribes, the true scriptures came from Antioch, was hidden in the Alps throughout the Dark Ages. That's why they called them the Dark Ages. Because God's word was controlled and hidden by Vaudois and the Waldenese, who controlled it and hid it from destruction until the Dark Ages were over. Because God had a plan. And that plan was to follow Tyndall's prayer of opening the eyes of the king. And the king that eyes was opened was King James. And these lying Freemasons, these lying Knights of Malta, lying Jesuits, say he's a homosexual, that's a lie. Say he's a pedophile, that's a lie. Say he's a Freemason, that's another lie. Say he worked with Bacon and Shakespeare to do the Bible, that's a lie and a lie and a lie. They didn't start these lies till 20 years after his death. Cowards. That's how they do it. His true word, you have. And all this history can be proven to. Now, I did leave something open. Let's go back to G20. And the chip that we're talking about, that they're trying to funnel us to, I want to make sure I cover that before we go today. So when they say the bank, by the way, I know I'm kind of changing a little bit. It's actually all connected, but let's go back to this before the time ends here. The ultimate plan is the mark of the beast. The ultimate plan is that digital tattoo where you don't have to carry cash, you don't have to have any money, you have it on the tattoo on your skin. That's already done. DARPA has come up with that. Now, it goes back to 1973. Let me tell you about that right quick. That microchip is a prototype. The prototype, actually, of a project goes back to 1973, 71. Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzbell, one of them out of Harvard, a study was done where they put a miniaturized radio transmitter implanted in the brain or body of these prisoners, were test group, would monitor and transmit conversations, locations, sexual responses to the subject 24 hours a day, and also sewed up inside the body with a transponder was a radio-controlled electrical shock device, and that vice could deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world in 1971. Professor Ralph K. Schwitzbell out of Harvard came up with this project, and they dwelt on homosexuals. But then when you read the paper, which I've got a copy of, by the way, it talks about the offenders, financial matters, financial obligations, and socially troublesome persons as well. That's 1971, family. And it predicts micro-miniaturization, in other words, smaller. And we know today we have nanobot technology that's injected by the vaccines. So they can put voices in the head using technology. It's called voice to skull. They can control your behavior. They can monitor conversations. They can monitor your sexual response even. And they can do that anywhere in the world in the 1970s. Can you imagine what they do today? This is what this is all planned to do. That's why God has warned us against the mark of the beast. This is the reality of it. Now you see where it's heading? Well, I've got this. I got the patent for it. I see the patent. I got the names. I've got the studies on it. Delgado did some studies. It's all locked in. Tavistock, whole darn lot of it. You see, God has warned us in the Bible that was written, words are written by desert Bedouins that were righteous men to God. How'd they know this stuff? Because the Holy Spirit gave them that knowledge. So what is the criteria? Well, David Spangler says, director of Planetary Initiative, United Nations, he says, and I quote, "No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation," unquote. So atheist, you were actually fighting against the same enemy. Because you, whether you believe in supernatural or not, you will take a pledge to Lucifer. It don't matter whether you believe or not. Or they're going to kill you. So you can atheist all day long if you want. But you're on target too. And Muslims are. Christians are. And the thing is, once you take the oath, you're still doomed. Because God's going to judge every doggone one of you that do it. And then when he's done with the tribulations, he's going to take his seat in Jerusalem. And those who follow him will be there with him. Whose side are you on? Because they've lost this already. All this stuff I told you is going to be shoved away and thrown in the lake of fire. Every bit of it. They're not going to get their new world order on the long term. It'll be destroyed. Just like God destroyed it in the water, he's going to destroy it in the fire too. There's not a darn thing they can do about it except give their life to Jesus, or they'll end up in straight to hell for an eternity. And there's no probation period. It's permanent. Trying to come out of hell is like trying to take your aftershave lotion and put it back in the bottle after you've used it. It ain't going to happen. So whose side you on? Well, family, I'm just getting warmed up for the week. Got a lot to talk about this week. I'm going to throw out more stuff tomorrow. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. And on my website, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Just show up at my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and I'll start talking at 8 o'clock. And there you go. Let you all know we're played randomly in highportradio.net, highportradio.net, by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he plays us on a random basis, our Bible studies and broadcasts. He does have sponsors up there. And so on his website, you can find out who the sponsors are. And if you're in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, you got services that need to be done. Locate his sponsors and put a good word in for him and use those sponsors if you'd like. Also, my Facebook is Watchful for Jesus. And, well, there you go. Family, we're at the end of the program now, right on target. And tomorrow, where the Lord leads me, I'm going to hit the ground running. Today was 100% unplanned. I had no idea what I was going to talk about. I really didn't until I got started, and I see now we're headed. That's how it works. So I'll do the same thing tomorrow, but hope to have some kind of plan. But today was unplanned. It was the Lord led me to where I had to go today to explain this system. And I do want to cover some articles tomorrow about up-to-date news about how they're working this new world order. Oh, I got a lot to talk about tomorrow on the news. Oh, bunches. I didn't cover it today. So I wanted to give you all a kind of a breakdown today of the overall system and what they've been pulling and pushing and doing to us since the day we started in this country and going all the way back. And the trickery involved in this G20. See what they did? They're just telling you what they've already done in 1913. Now they're making it public. That's all it is. You see, they want to see what's going to happen. They're poking you. They're testing you to see how much you're going to take. Well, it don't matter what they do, because Jesus already won to cross the Calvary, and he's coming back, and there's nothing they can do to stop him. But first must be judgment. First must be the 7 years tribulation. Hadn't started yet. Some of these lying theologians have misconstrued the entire 7 years. We've not started yet. No first seal yet. It goes in order. First the seventh seal, then seven trumpets and seven bowls. Hadn't started yet. It's in order, too. It's in the book of Revelation. It's all right there. If these theologians says otherwise, they'd be wrong. Family, you have a great evening. And those that want to, come to Bible study tonight, and we'll see you then. There you go. So, have a good night, and God bless you all. This is Tom Gamble. I'm your watchman. Signing off.
I am with you every day till the end.